I thought it was really important. I think it was really good for us to have an opportunity to come here to Ohio State. What a great environment. And more so than that, what a tremendous turnout by our fans. It says a lot about the following of the Browns. I know we have tremendous fans, but I never knew they traveled all over the place. So that's really great. I thought it was important for our team to really get ready for next Friday. I thought we had a hard night last night. We came back today, and I wanted to prepare them for what we're going to face next week as far as being on the road, understanding how we go through our process, preparing for a game and getting ready for it. And I thought they handled that part of it well. Because if we didn't, nobody would have been together for a pregame warm-up. And I think that's where it all starts. You got to learn how to do those things together as a football team. And I think we accomplished what we set out to accomplish.
You were a little closer after yesterday and today of
that quarterback. Oh, I'm close. Very close. But and we'll know here pretty soon exactly what we're doing. I'm going to go back and talk to the people that I trust, that I spend a lot of time with making these kind of decisions. And we'll move forward.
Maybe it's just us, or maybe you can tell us. It looks like RG3 really has made a lot of progress, especially in the last week. He seems a lot more comfortable and he's making more plays out there. What's your take on that?
Well, I think I've said every day, I think everybody's seeing him get better and better every day. You know, and I'm not surprised. You know, I think, again, we're trying to create the right environment for him to be all he can be. And I think he's working hard, extremely hard, because this is something he really wants to do. And obviously, we still got work to do, but I think he's done a great job thus far. But there's still some ladders to climb, and we're going to keep climbing.
Are you as anxious as anyone to see how he responds to a live game situation?
Well, no question. I mean, I'm interested to see our whole team respond to a live game situation because we haven't done that under me. So I think it's going to be a great indication of where we are as a football team next Friday. But this is just the start of it right now.
I know you weren't here last summer, but you had Terrell Pryor as a quarterback. Are you surprised at how he's playing here as a
linebacker? He's done a tremendous job. You know, there's a lot of guys I can say that about, but he's definitely one that is, he's taken this opportunity and is trying to make the most of it. And you remember I drafted him with Al Davis when he came out to Oakland, and he couldn't do any football for 6 weeks, and he wanted to be a quarterback. That's what he really believed he was, and I never forget last year when he was with me in Cincinnati for a little while, and he wanted to be a quarterback. And I didn't have enough confidence to ask him to change positions at that time, and that's why we let him go, to be very honest with you, because I felt like he needed opportunity to make a decision about what he wanted to do. He has a close friend of mine named Craig Austin. I said, tell him that maybe he needs to play receiver and do it full time. And he made that decision, and he's never looked back. And I think we see the fruit of his hard work. That's what it is. He's worked extremely hard, and that's what you see.
Was he a point of emphasis coming down here to Columbus today?
No. What's interesting? You know, one night it could be this guy, the next night it could be that guy. No, he wasn't. I mean, we didn't set it up that way. And obviously that's the way it's going to be for a football team. One day it might be Corey, another day it might be Terrell, next day it might be Hawkins. It could be a lot of different people, and that's the fun part about our offensive football team. I think we have some guys that can make some plays.
Hugh, in which area is Robert grown the most from spring to now?
I think the biggest area he's grown is just his confidence in playing the position. You know, I think you got to know how to play quarterback in the National Football League. And, you know, with Pep and myself, you know, we pride ourselves in getting guys ready to play. And so he's accepted every challenge we've given him. All of our quarterbacks have, and I know this is about Robert, but I think all of our quarterbacks have done that. I think they've all gotten better.
Does that confidence need to be restored after sitting out last year a little bit?
Well, I think anybody's confidence needs to be restored when things haven't happened the way you want them to. So, again, I think he's playing with tremendous poise, confidence, understanding. And, again, you guys know I keep talking about mastering the quarterback position, and that's what he's trying to do.
You mentioned you wanted to...
He'll be fine. He just had a little hamstring issue, and I just didn't want to push it too far. You know, we're too close to getting ready for the season, and he could have been out here if I wanted him to. I think it's important to take care of our players and protect them that way.
You mentioned you want to see the whole team on Friday, but for Robert specifically, what do you want to see from
who?
You mentioned you want to see the whole team on Friday in a live setting. But for Robert specifically, what do you need to see from him on Friday?
Just play. Play the way we asked our quarterbacks to play. You know, and that's to take our offense and run our offense and score points. You know, that's what we try to do every time we have the ball, and that's what the quarterback's charge is.
Hugh, I'm sorry to address this, but what did you think of the whole scene here at the horseshoe?
Unbelievable. You know, I've never been a part of anything like this. You know, I thank our fans. I thank them for coming out, and our administration for having this day down here. I think it's tremendous. You know, it gives us a chance to get away, and I think it was a lot of fun. I think our players enjoyed it more than anything.
Just your thoughts on Pryor, what he's done in this camp, Coach?
He's done an outstanding job. You know, Terrell's done a great job, and he'll continue to do it, and he needs to continue to keep getting better.
What do you see on that throw he made? The throw he made down the
sideline? We'll talk about that one. We don't want the other team touching the ball, so we'll make sure that he does a better job of securing the ball in that situation.
One more? We've seen Drango now, first team right tackle for especially last night when you guys had the live hitting and everything. How's he taking advantage of that opportunity?
He's working at it. He's one of our young players who I'm excited about. I think he's got a bright future ahead of himself. But as I said to all you guys, we're still going to continue to search and find the best five linemen up there for our football team. I think the key to our football team will be our lines, offensively and defensively. And if we can continue to improve
today,
and get better, then we'll have a chance to be
with
whatever we want.
Who use their season ticket benefit card.
Yeah, Cam will be back very soon.
Have been selected to win autographed jerseys.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your time.